The Emma Dilemma by Catherine Sefton. Read by Sarah Green. If there were two of you, would you have twice the fun? I'm Emma, said Emma. But I'm Emma, said Emma. You can't be, said Emma. But I am, said Emma. And that was the Emma Dilemma. Chapter 1, Dracula's Revenge. Emma K. Small had a strange feeling in her bones from the moment she woke up. She knew there was something odd about the day. Something was going to happen. That's nonsense, she told herself sharply. It's an ordinary day. I'm going to get out of bed in the ordinary way, and nothing is going to happen. So she jumped out of bed. That was her ordinary way. And landed on the cat. Emma didn't know that her brother William's cat was snoozing on her Snoopy slippers before she landed on him, but she knew all about it afterwards. What did you jump on Dracula for? William Small demanded indignantly, diving into Emma's room to rescue his cat, who was crouching behind the doll's house, licking bits of Emma off his claws. Oh, oh, oh! Emma sobbed angrily as she hopped around on one foot, trying to inspect her badly scratched knee. Ow, Drax, you rotten cat! He's not a rotten cat, said William. He's the Prince of Darkness, and you deserved his dreaded scrab, so there. You wait, said Emma. I'm going to get you, William. You and what army? Said William. And he went off downstairs, clutching his cat and sucking his thumb. Downstairs, he complained to Mrs. Small about people who didn't look where they were jumping. Dracula Small was William's personal and private cat, and William didn't take kindly to people crash landing on...